So, you guys were stressing the fact that Iowa State rushed for 190 yards last year. When you go back and watch the film from last year's game, what do you take away from that as far as what you feel you need to do better?
Just overall effort. Me and the other starting D linemen watched it last night, actually, and we were pretty much embarrassed the whole time. So we just got to give more effort and try to focus. I think we're just working too hard on trying to play everybody, do everybody's job, and just got to focus on our own job and just play the defense that we know how to play and not try to do too much.
Well, how would you describe Iowa State's offensive line in general?
They're big, they're aggressive, and they're veteran. They've been playing for a while now. I think they got one newcomer, but I think he's an older guy too. But they're just big and they're physical. So, I mean, we got to battle with them in there. That's where the game's going to be won at.
What happened after that game that turned things around for you guys?
I'm sick of sucking. I mean, nobody wants to lose. I mean, not necessarily lose like as in winning, but just loses. Like, we feel like we lost the game, that even though we won by 30, 35, but we feel like, we play like crap and nobody wants to play like that, so just making the decision that we don't want to play like that anymore.
That's remember pretty fresh in your head, that performance, that rushing performance they had, pretty fresh in your guys' minds?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been thinking about for the past, I don't know how long, but just thinking about how we played. And I said, I mean, if we gave up that, I don't think we gave up that many yards the Michigan game, but I feel like we played physical, but they just gained them in yards. But this game, we didn't play the way we needed to play. So that really stuck in my head.
Do you remember any of the lines? Was there any that you could say after Rick Kaczynski in a Sunday night meeting? I know he's a salty coach.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't say that if I'm put that in the paper, but... But yeah, he was just being honest with us. I mean, he always honest with us since he became the D-line coach. He keeps it 100, and he's be honest, and we needed that at the time.
It sounded like basically it was lack of hustle that really got to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's another thing just to get beat physically, but it's another thing to cave into your opponent, and I feel like that's what we did last year.
You guys seem to really have bought into that. I mean, is that, you still won 35-3.
I mean, the score won't be that this year. I can promise you that. And that doesn't—I don't think that doesn't tell like how the game was played. I mean, I feel like it was closer than that.
Iowa State's offensive line is big, like 6'4", 310-ish. What particular challenge does that give you guys? I know you guys face big offensive lines all the time. That's not new. But what do you need to do to be successful against a line that's big?
I think just go back to, the way we're preparing during camp, just going against our offensive line, the way I style play for offense is just physicalness, and kind of got away from that last week with Eastern Illinois. They're more side to side, but I feel like just going back to the basics and playing defense the way we know how to play.
Christian yesterday said punch needs to be important, because if you let a big guy get on you, big guys will stay on you.
Exactly. If you let him hold on to you, he's not going to let go, and we came here looking for calls, so you got to punch him and get him off your chest.
What do you know about, have you studied personnel at all, individual guys for an offensive line? Do you ever do that?
I mean, I studied my guy. I know they got the starting right tackle's new, but, one guy, Lamont, he moved to center. But pretty much the same guys, the veteran, and they're big, so it's going to be pretty much the game of last year. I mean, we'll see who's going to be better.
What about zone read? I know you guys face more and more of that. This seems to be Iowa State's bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to do as a defensive end? Because it seems like they're trying to sucker the defensive end in that play.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Orange Bowl last year. You got to play your position. I mean, last year I definitely wasn't doing that. I was trying to do too much and not end up not doing anything. So just play my position and focus on my guy.
You mentioned the Orange Bowl and facing the type of offense Georgia Tech had, how much or how beneficial do you feel that is in preparing for a team like Iowa State that runs not exactly the same type of offense, but something similar?
Yeah, it's not really nothing similar about it, except for just you got to go back and rethink of how you kind of just how you kind of just like focus on your guy and just taking that into this game, pretty much.